then he says this to them. We're in chapter 7, verse 51. You stiff-necked people, your hearts and ears are still uncircumcised. Yet just like your ancestors, you always resist the Holy Spirit. Was there ever a prophet your ancestors did not persecute? They even killed those who predicted the coming of the righteous one. And now you have betrayed and murdered him. You have received the law that was given through angels, but have not obeyed it. When the members of the Sanhedrin heard this, they were furious and gnashed their teeth at him. But Stephen, full of the Holy Spirit, looked up to heaven and saw the glory of God and Jesus standing at the right hand of God. Look, he said, I see heaven open and the Son of Man standing at the right hand of God. At this they covered their ears and yelling at the top of their voices, they all rushed at him, dragged him out of the city and began to stone him. Meanwhile, the witnesses laid their coats at the feet of a young man named Saul. While they were stoning him, Stephen prayed, Lord Jesus, receive my spirit. Then he fell on his knees and cried out, Lord, do not hold this sin against them. When he had said this, he fell asleep. And Saul approved of their killing him.
I'd love for some of the young people to come to the front. You can sit on the front row or sit at the front there. That'd be great to keep me company. Excellent, excellent, excellent. And while you're... put your hand up if you went to the Holiday Bible Club. Did you have fun?
Yeah.
Sorry. Did you have fun?
Yeah.
Sorry, did you have fun?
Yeah.
That's better. Okay, I'm glad to see that there's life there. And as Chris has reminded us, for the adults, they learned, I suppose, three key things. One is that Jesus is our supreme champion. He's won rescue or salvation for us. But secondly, that we, if we're to join in this great race that Jesus has won for us, we need to trust him. Okay, that was the second thing they would have learnt. But also that you need to keep going. Okay, if you're going to enjoy the prize. Now, before. We learn about what we're going to learn about today. Today's about the importance of finishing the race. And before we start thinking about this, I just want to show you a video clip. It's only 23 seconds long. We may watch it a second time, but just watch this video. I wonder if we can cut the lights. Let's play that again, just for people who didn't miss that, okay? It's 25.99 miles of this marathon. Let's have it again. Oops. Okay, it's worth seeing again. Note the truck and note where the runner goes. Did you guys see what happened?
Yeah.
Can anyone tell me what happened? Yes.
He took the wrong road.
He took the wrong road. Can you imagine it? You have just run 25.99 miles. You're going for gold. You're going to win that medal. And then you take a wrong turn. 200 meters before the end, you take a wrong turn, and then you lose the race. That's what happens when you don't finish well. Now, who could tell me who that is? Who knows who that is? Anyone? Any young people? Yes. That is Usain Bolt. Now, this is not a great picture, but who can tell me who that is? That's a bit more tricky. One of the adults, maybe. Tim looks like he knows. He does that. Who knows? Who knows who? Yes. Mo Farah. That's right. And, sorry. Who is this? Yes. Noah.
Jessica Ennis.
Hill. That's right. Jessica Ennis. Who can tell me the answer to this question at the bottom here? How many medals did they win between them in total in Rio? Collectively, all together. Anyone know the answer? Any adults know the answer? Abby thinks she knows. Does anyone else think they know? No one else think they know? Rachel, do you think you know? That's right. Between them, they won 6 medals. Bold got 3 golds, Farah got 2 golds, and Jessica got a silver. And between them, they've got many, many more than those medals. That's because they're all world-class athletes. They're world beaters. And if you were to ask them, each of them, what's the most important thing about a race, they will tell you the important thing about a race is finishing and finishing well. Yeah? The beginning of the race is important, the middle may be important, but the most important thing about any race is finishing and finishing well. Yeah? Now, does anyone remember what the memory verse is? Who can read for me? Who can read? I'd like a couple of people to read the memory verse for me. Okay, Caleb's one, and who else? Would you like to read the memory verse? Do you think you can read that? Okay, let's have Caleb first. Stand up. And so what's your name?
Ella,
lovely name. Okay, would you like to read that for me? Go for it. Hebrews chapter 12. Yes, give her a clap. Well done. So what that verse is telling us is that the Christian life is a bit like a race. So it's really, really important that if you're not a Christian here today, that you get involved in this race. And that as you run this race, we're told that you must never give up. So if you are a Christian here, I want to say to you, no matter what's happening, don't give up that race. Because Jesus makes it possible for you to be in that race. He wins the race and he gives you the prize. And he's able to help you to get to the end of that race so you can win the prize. That's what we're being told in that verse. And for the next 2 minutes, I want to just talk briefly about a man who was in the race and he didn't give up the race, even though the race got pretty tough for him. And in not giving up the race, he had his eyes fixed on Jesus, just like the writer of Hebrews tells us. Okay? Now, from this slide, can any of the young people tell me the name of this young man we're going to talk about? There's a big clue on the screen. Anyone know? Yes.
Stephen.
I can't hear you.
Stephen.
Louder.
Stephen.
Well done, that man. Stephen. And this is the way the Bible describes Stephen, okay? Stephen was a man full of God's grace. He was full of God's generosity, of God's kindness. He was also a man of power. And that's because he had the wisdom of the Holy Spirit. God the Holy Spirit lived within him. So it's not surprising that we're told that he had the face of an angel. Stephen was a great man. A man who loved Jesus. I need to just give you a bit of the background about Stephen. And we had it read for us a few moments ago. This is the way the Bible describes Stephen, but Stephen lived about 2,000 years ago, and many people back then came to realize that they'd rebelled against God in the things that they thought, said, and did. And that God, in the person of the Lord Jesus Christ, had come to earth and died on the cross for them, taking the punishment that they rightly deserved, just like me and you. And yet we're told in the Bible that by trusting in Jesus and his death on the cross, we, like them, could have all our sins washed clean away. And to prove that this sacrifice was accepted on our behalf, Jesus was raised to life again on the third day after he died on the cross. So 2,000 years ago, many people trusted in Jesus and so started running this Christian race. And they became part of a local Christian church, a bit like this one here in Broccoli. Now, some of the women in this growing Christian church, whose husbands had died for various reasons, found they didn't have enough money to buy food, so they were going hungry. So the leaders got together, and this is what they said. Look, our main job is to tell people about God, to talk to people about God, and to talk to God about people. And this job is so important, we don't want to be distracted from it, so we're going to choose 7 men to help deal with this problem of these women not having enough food. And one of the men they chose was Stephen, this very godly man. You see, Stephen loved Jesus. He loved and trusted God. And because he was filled with the Spirit, he tried to live in a way that honored God and pleased God. Unfortunately, some people argued with Stephen. See, they didn't like what Stephen was saying and doing. And most of all, they didn't like the fact that Stephen trusted in Jesus. Not only that, because Stephen was full of God's Spirit, they couldn't argue against him because he was so wise. So instead, they told lies about him. And then things got even worse. They then falsely accused Stephen, dragging him into court. A Jewish court. Now, I need to speak to the adults particularly here today. Perhaps you're not a Christian. It's great that you're here. Maybe you're just thinking about Christianity. You're not even sure if it's true or not. Well, I need to be honest with you and say to you that if you do decide to join this great, great Christian race, like many hundreds and thousands and millions of people down the ages and across the world today, I need to say to you that joining the Christian race is not easy. It can be very difficult. You may have your school friends or your work colleagues or even members of your family argue with you. You may even have people tell lies about you. Some people may even publicly accuse you of stuff that's not right. Being a follower of Jesus is not easy. Running the Christian race can be very difficult. So I need to warn you about that and be honest with you and say to you, that is the reality. And so Stephen was forced to defend himself. And we didn't read his defense, but you can read about his defense in chapter 7 of the book of Acts. He defends himself there. And I'd recommend you go away and read Acts to see how he defends himself as he explains to them the truth about Jesus. Now, children, I need to get you to do something for me, okay? It's really important that you listen and you do what I want you to do for me now, okay? But before I tell you what I want you to do for me, I'm going to count to 5, okay? But I'm not going to be able to count to 5, hopefully, so you can hear me. So what I'm going to do, I'm going to count to 5 using my hands. And when I've counted to 5, you need to stop what I've asked you to do, okay? So I'm going to do 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Then you've got to stop what I've asked you to do, okay? And the picture there is a bit of a clue, or rather, this picture is a clue about what I want you to do, okay? When I count to 3, I want you to put your hands over your ears. And then I want you, as loud as you can, to go, ah! Okay? For 5 seconds, okay? We're going to have a practice run, okay? I'm going to count to 3, and then we're going to have a practice run. Okay? You know what you're meant to be doing? 1, 2, cover your ears. 3, go! Ah! Whoa. Not bad. Not bad. Not great. I don't think you could have stopped a bit more quickly. And I think you could have been a tad louder. Yeah? Good. Let's try again, okay? On 3. 1, 2, 3. Did you enjoy that? It's good to let off a bit of steam, isn't it? Well, I'm sad to hear that you enjoyed that, actually, because Stephen, when he finished speaking, the men who he was speaking to, That's what they did. They put their hands on their ears and they yelled at the top of their voices at Stephen. And the Bible calls this sin. And it's a terrible, terrible thing. You see, God speaks to us in his word, the Bible, and through men like Stephen, both then and even today. But you and I, we rebel against what God says because we don't like to hear that we've rebelled against God. And that he sent Jesus to save us and that we need him to save us. Or we'll be judged and condemned. We don't like to hear that. People don't like to hear that. And so, maybe not literally, but in some way they put their hands over their ears and they try to block out God's voice. That's what the men did in Stephen's day. And it's a very sad thing. But as if that's not bad enough, things got even worse for Stephen. Let me read to you what we read, what Julian read for us, thanks Chris, in Acts chapter 7. But Stephen looked up to heaven and saw Jesus standing at the right hand of God. At this, they covered their ears and yelling at the top of their voices, they all rushed at him, dragged him out of the city and began to stone him. While they were stoning him, Stephen prayed, Lord Jesus, receive my spirit. Lord, do not hold this sin against them. When he had said this, he fell asleep. In other words, he died. The stones they threw at him would have been big, hard rocks that killed Stephen. So I want you to notice that Stephen loved Jesus enough to die for him. Rather than give up his trust in Jesus, Stephen was willing to die. That's the first thing I want you to notice. The second thing I want you to notice is that to the very end of his race, Stephen kept his eyes on Jesus. You see that? He saw Jesus. He had his eyes on Jesus. Just like the writer of Hebrews tells us we need to, every one of us. You see, Stephen was running the race and he had the prize in mind while he was running. And he didn't want to give up that prize even when it got really tough. Question is, what is this prize? Now, I need someone to help me. I've got a box here, and I need someone to help me. Who'd like to help me? Teddy, would you like to help me? Does no one want to help me with my prize and my box? Yes. I can have more than one helper. Yes. Well, come on in. Come and help me. Who'd like to open my box for me? Okay, can you pull this box open for me? Yes, excellent. Okay. Now, would you like to take out this prize? Oh, okay, hold it up for people to see it. Hey, this is a cricket. Someone won the cricketing prize, but that's not the prize I'm interested in. Would you like to take something else out? Would you like to take that for me? Oh, what's this? Hold it up. Can you hold it up high for people to see? Let's have a look. Someone ran a 10K. Ooh, pretty impressive. But that's not the prize I'm interested in. Okay. Would you like to take this one? Hold it up. Okay, what's this? This is someone won on the water being a little leader. But that's not the prize I'm interested in. No. Would you like to take this one? Hold it up. Other way around. Other way. Okay. Okay, that way. Can you hold it? What do you think that is? That's a gymnastics prize. But that's not the prize we're interested in. What about this? What's this one?
Medal.
That's a medal, isn't it? Mid-mile mile. Someone I know swam across a lake a mile long when they were very young. But that's great. I could never do that. But that's not the prize we're interested in. And there's this one. Someone's got a what does that say? Proficiency awards. Do you know what that word says? That's quite a tricky word. Do you know what that word says?
British gymnastics.
Someone won a gymnastics level 3. But none of those are the prizes I'm interested in. What's that? Do you know what that is? Can you shout out what that is? Do you want to take it out for us? And what does it say on the box?
The prize.
Sorry, I can't hear you. Oops. What does it say?
The prize.
The prize. Okay, the prize is in here. The question is, what is the prize? Okay, what's in there? Don't take it out, but tell us what's in there. What's that?
A Bible.
So the prize is the Bible. Now, in the beginning of this Bible, in Genesis, and at the end of the Bible, Revelation, there's something in there. Would you take this out for me? Would you take that your one out? Would you take one out for me? What does it say?
Heaven.
Can't hear you.
Heaven.
Heaven. See, our Bibles, from the beginning to the end, from Genesis to Revelation, the Bible is all about the way to heaven. And what does that say inside there? Can you read that? Can anyone read that?
Jesus is the way to heaven.
Louder, I can't hear you.
Jesus is the way to heaven.
Louder.
Jesus is the way to heaven.
Yes. From beginning to... You can sit down now. Thank you very much for your help. From beginning to end, the Bible is all about the way to heaven. The Bible is all about the way to heaven. And the Bible also tells us that Jesus is the way to heaven. If you want to be in heaven, you've got to put your trust in Jesus. But here's the thing. Not only is the way to heaven in this book, the Bible, not only is Jesus the way to heaven, but Jesus is the prize that is heaven. See, heaven is all about being with Jesus. Jesus is the most perfect, the most beautiful, the most glorious man that ever walked the face of this earth. And you and I were created to be in relationship with Jesus. He is the prize of heaven, being with Jesus. These awards are great, aren't they? But the best award is heaven and being with Jesus. Well, perhaps you adults have been thinking that I've been talking to the kids, but I want to say to you directly, I've not just been talking to the kids. So here are three things that I've been trying to say in the last few moments. First, whether you're a Christian or not, whatever you believe, here's three important things that we all need to accept no matter where we stand. Even if people think bad of you and say and do bad things to you, keep trusting in Jesus. Like Stephen, don't give up the race. That's what the Bible wants us to understand. And that's because all those who die still trusting in Jesus win the race and get the prize. The Christian race is the only race where absolutely everyone wins the prize. There's no other race like it. Because Jesus has won the prize for us. And he gives it to us. We've just got to join the race. The prize for those, finally, who finish the race is heaven. That is, being with Jesus forever, which is the greatest prize of them all. I'm going to close our time together by praying a prayer. There's nothing magical about these words. They just express what it means to put your trust in Jesus and to join this great Christian race. Maybe you'd like to pray it for the very first time. And if you pray it and really mean it, why not tell someone, maybe the friend you came with or someone you know is Christian and respect. Let's bow our heads, close our eyes. As I say this prayer, you might like to echo it in the quietness of your heart. Let's bow our heads, close our eyes, and just echo this prayer in the quietness of your heart if you'd like to. Dear God, thank you that Jesus won the race for me and allows me to share in his victory. Please forgive me for rebelling against you. Help me by your Spirit to put my trust in him so that I can have the prize of heaven. In Jesus' name. Amen. And maybe you weren't ready to pray that prayer. Chris is going to talk a little bit later on about maybe some other options for you. But thank you for listening. Well done, guys. You did great.